I noticed that they were doing two things. They were breaking the law and they were eating fish and chips. So I just put myself outside the fish and chip shop at strategic times of day.
But what did you say to people? There you are, this young woman who's not from this estate, standing there trying to engage.
Well, I didn't do very much apart from just be there. I got spat at a few times. A few people just kind of told me to F off. And eventually there was one young man in the group. He was like, "Who are you? Like, what are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm Charlie and I really need your help."
My name's Christian Asombolonga and I'm a trustee for Mac UK. Me growing up in that area, obviously I experienced things that's went on, obviously gang-related things and anti-social behaviour and so on, and fights with other areas and so on. So it's basically a lot of gang-related violence and conflict between postcode areas and so on. So,
how hard do you think it is for somebody to come in and try to make a difference here? I mean, what's it like?
Obviously, from Charlie's experience, it was very difficult because a lot of the young people there were basically thinking she was CID, undercover police, and she got quite a bit of abuse, and with her, she just kept on coming back and basically wandering about the whole chip shop area, waiting to speak to young people, and, you know, she wasn't really getting that much back, but she just kept on going.
From the start, Charlie's aim was to get the young people to trust her when their default position was to trust no one. In the end, the young man she had made contact with acted as a go-between for the rest of the gang. He suggested they start a music group, so Charlie went ahead and got the first event organised. But nobody came.
Then 5 minutes before we were due to close, the whole group arrived with their hats, their hoods. Nobody spoke. They didn't want to know my name. I sort of said hello. They didn't really respond. But if they had responded, I would have kind of thought, maybe I've not met the target group. But it really felt that this was the group that we wanted to work with.
Your training as a clinical psychologist is in looking at mental health. So how do you then get from starting up the music project to getting people to talk about their mental health problems?
I didn't know how that was going to work, and neither did I want to know, because I wanted it to come from them. So they led their music project, and I thought, well, I've kind of got my mental health training in me. Let's see if and how it comes out.
I didn't really know until, obviously, when Charlie came in and basically explained to me the whole mental thing issue and so on, that I had no idea about it. But obviously, from this time on, you kind of see it and have a more better understanding of what is mental health. But before then, I had no idea what it was.